pray.
Thank you so much.
There are things that, as a Christian, you have to get used to. And if you don't get used to it, and you think you are more psychologically inclined, or you are more intellectual, therefore you know more than God, then you will have a problem. Because this world in which we find ourselves, you cannot use a system of this world to gain things in the system of God, in the kingdom of God. So the kingdom of the earth has got its, I don't know, but sometimes I hear words, I told you about it. It has got its own operandos, the things that makes it work. And the things that makes it work for the children of God in the kingdom cannot be changed into the devil's system, and it works. Praise the Lord. So when you are there, especially when you have a pastor or an apostle who understands spiritual dealings, there are times you may not even, you know, the Bible talks about the fact that there was a time that the king came to Elijah, and Elijah said to him, I don't want you to walk because you can be affected by the rain. I want you to go, and I want you to sit in your chariots, run fast home because it's going to rain. This information didn't come when there were clouds that were obvious. This information didn't come when it rained 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, but it rained long time ago. There was famine on the land. And this prophet of God is telling the king, I want you to run home quickly because it's about to rain. Praise the Lord. So if you don't understand spiritual things, it will affect you, because the Bible said categorically and emphatically that we walk not by sight, but we walk by faith. And faith is the substance of the things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Praise God. So I want you to understand that you cannot be a Christian and not use the weapons that we use that are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of stronghold. Praise the Lord. One of the things I said to us at the start of this, it wasn't something I said out of my comfort. It was something I said out of pain. Praise the Lord. And thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Praise God. So we are going to pray, because some of you, the red dial of the prayer online didn't catch all of us. But I want you to be part of this prayer. This prayer, some of us didn't turn up at all. And I really would have loved to see all of you there. Amen. So we'll pray today, and we'll spend some time to pray. Amen. One of the things that, as a Christian, if you want to overcome certain dimensions of interferences that comes through the work of the enemy, is for you to learn how to pray. If you are here and you are born again, most especially, I want to say hello to all of you worshiping with us for the first time. Put your hands together for them. We love you so much. Amen. Thank you, Father. So I want you to understand that one of the things you must desire, that you have to cultivate the habit of doing, is praying. Hallelujah. It is prayer that cushions you from the things that should have scared you. It is prayer. Prayer is something that a believer, I can't see a Christian without prayer, or a Christian who doesn't pray. The Bible said that my house shall be called a house of what? Prayer. It said pray without what? Season. So if you are a Christian and you want to be successful, on the part of the Christian being successful, there is no way you can be successful without being prayerful. No amount of anything you do can substitute for the time you pray. Like, for instance, you are so busy in the UK, you don't have time to pray. Therefore, heaven will understand it and know that you are busy. Therefore, it will give you the cushion you need that is released through prayer. It is not possible. I lied to myself many years ago when I thought that I was a very busy person, and therefore God will understand that I can't have time enough to pray. then the things I was expecting to happen didn't happen because I refused to pray. Praise the Lord. I want to share something briefly with you in the book of Luke chapter 11 verse 1 to 2. Luke chapter 11 verse 1 to 2. You cannot be a Christian and not be prayerful. Hallelujah. You can even not understand the Bible without being prayerful. It is prayer that makes the reading of the Bible meaningful. It is prayer that puts unction on the letters, that when you read, it exudes some understanding that cometh into your spirit. Tell your neighbor, be prayerful. There are things you have backed out of, not because God wants you to back out of it, but because you lack praying. If you are not a Christian, then you are right. But if you want to be a believer, then it is necessitated on you that you must be prayerful. Praise the Lord. You must be what? Prayerful. The Bible said in Luke chapter 1, the Bible said it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, it was not the devil praying, it was Jesus himself praying. He was praying in a certain place. When he sees that one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us how to pray. As John also taught his disciples how to pray. If you check carefully, the only thing the disciples asked Jesus to teach them was prayer. Hallelujah. I think this one is good for you. It's okay. When you see somebody, you giving somebody something and he said it's okay. Especially when you go to somebody's house and he prepares food for you. It's okay. He said, it's okay. Can you turn it off? When you prepare food for somebody and they eat it, and maybe you give them two slots, okay? Two bowls. Then you want to add the third one and they tell you it's okay. Then you must understand something. Praise the Lord. Tell your neighbor, we'll never be okay with the blessings of the Lord. He always blesses. Amen. This kind of wind, when it blows, you can sleep. Amen. So we'll watch out for you too.
He said, Lord, teach us how to pray.
Let me put something down here. Go to the verse number one. Just number one. I want to go to the verse number one. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Listen to me carefully. Precious one, listen carefully. Look on the screen. The Bible said that they said, teach us how to pray as John taught his disciples how to pray. So you have to understand this. The system of Jesus was the main system. John the Baptist was to pave the way for Jesus. Do you know that one? Okay. Now, John the Baptist, in paving the way for Jesus to come, he taught his disciples how to pray. So paving the way for Jesus to come, he taught them how to pray. Now, when Jesus is come also, he sees a need to learn and to teach his disciples how to pray. Which means that the opening of the door requires prayer and walking through the door also requires prayer. So it means that prayer is inevitable. You cannot escape it. Praise the Lord. If you want to be successful in life, you must be. If you are not, listen, prayer was so important that even Muslims prayed 5 times a day. You don't understand the level. When it is time for them to pray, they will not substitute it for anything. The only place that the believer refused to pray is Christians. We fail to pray. A Muslim will not substitute any time of his prayer time for anything. Praise the Lord. I want you to understand, Jesus promised the disciples. He promised them very, very good. He promised them emphatically and clearly. It was so clear that he told them, I've given you a promise by my Father, and this promise cannot come to pass until you wait in the upper room and pray. There are things God has promised you that can never happen until you pray. The Bible said in Acts chapter 2, the Bible said in the place where they were all gathered and they were praying, the Bible said that the Spirit of the Lord came down, the promise came to pass. There are some things that can only come to pass when we pray. Hallelujah. I remember many years ago when my mom can pray, there were some women and mothers who are able to keep their children. They are able to determine the life of their children in their bedroom, and it manifests outside. I want to beg somebody under the sound of my voice, you cannot be successful in your life if you are not prayerful. It can't be possible. Tell your neighbor, ce n'est pas possible. Amen. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I just want to share something with you. I want you to know that today we must pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Father. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 61. Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1 to 3. This is where our prayer will be based. Amen. Thank you, Holy Ghost. In Isaiah chapter 61, the Bible said that Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that are in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes and the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Praise the Lord. Now, this, let me have the verse number 3 on the screen. I want us to pray on, there are so many things we can pray about, but I want us to pick few ones from here. Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because these are the things I want to see. Number one, to give them beauty for all, for ashes. In the olden days, before ashes is put on anyone, it's a time of pain. It's a time of very strong difficulty. It's a Naaman who had leprosy. When the king sent a message to the king of Israel that I'm going to bring Naaman to you, you have to heal him. The Bible said that immediately the king put ashes on his body. And the Bible said that Elisha saw him and said that, no, you don't need to worry. So when ashes are put on people, it is a sign of, you know, when you even put ashes on you, it tarnishes your beauty. It's not makeup. Okay? If you don't take care and you see ashes on people, somebody, you may think that person doesn't know how to put on makeup. It's not makeup. Okay? Most people here, I know all of you here will know what ashes are because most people have never seen ashes before. It's not makeup. It's not powder. Praise the Lord. So it's a time of sorrow. Okay? So today, one of the things we'll be praying about is any sorrow in your life will have to go. Hallelujah. The second one is the oil of joy for the morning. It's a weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. There is a special oil mandated to give you joy. And when the devil take away your joy, he takes away the things. Well, listen, if the devil take away your joy, he takes away your immune system. When he takes away your joy, anything can hit you. Is it the garment of praise for the spirit of what? Heaviness. This is where my cake is. The spirit of what? Heaviness. That was what we prayed about. Let me describe. If we don't even pray on anything, one of this prayer will do is the spirit of heaviness. I want to describe the spirit of heaviness to you. The spirit of heaviness is a strong burden that falls on you. Okay? I went through something, I think, from Thursday, Friday, and the spirit of heaviness hit me. Okay, because of something that was happening in my family. And it was like all hell has broken loose. Okay, it was like the pivotal point of her life was at stake. Okay, the spirit of heaviness, when it falls on you, you feel like nothing is working. Nothing is working. Maybe you just have headache. But if the spirit of heaviness fall on your headache, it looks like everything is not working. And it becomes very, very heavy that you don't see any light. All you see is negativity. The spirit of heaviness, I promise you, somebody in the spirit of with the spirit of heaviness, you can sit the person down and say, listen, more things are working for you. It's just your work that is at. Your work that you are not getting, the work you are not getting, is the only thing that is a problem in your life. You have your health, you have your marriage, you have your children. You have so many things working for you than so many things working against you. It is just one thing. But the spirit of heaviness will capitalize on that one thing and make it look like nothing is going to work. Praise the Lord. And when it is upon you, the more you try to solve it, the more it doesn't work. But we are going to pray today that the spirit of heaviness will be lifted up. The spirit of heaviness is what will cause a child to write exam. And he get out of 10 questions, there was one question he didn't answer correctly. It was partially answering it. And that will make that child feel like he's filling that paper. The spirit of heaviness. It is the spirit of heaviness that will make you look like everything is not worth. It's not working. But I went into prayer on Saturday. I was praying front and back, front and back. Then I saw that spirit. The heaviness on me left like that. Listen, it is not everything that is not working for you. He said, rejoice in the Lord. Again, I say, rejoice. But it is that is why when you don't pray, you are the one causing problem to yourself. Because there are certain heaviness that will come upon you that will be lifted off by prayer. Do you think that when Jesus was in Gethsemane, it was the spirit of heaviness that came upon him? Today, the spirit of heaviness is going to go away. When the spirit of heaviness falls on the marriage, you don't understand. If the spirit of heaviness falls on the husband against the wife, it is like your wife just, do you know, the spirit of heaviness can come that if you want your wife to prepare tea for you and she put in two spoons instead of one, it can hit the family. It's like all hell has broken loose. But if you sit down and that spirit goes away, you will notice that it was just one spoon causing that problem. Just one spoon. The spirit of heaviness, when it falls on somebody, nothing you do good will look nice. The spirit of heaviness. I was like, everything is coming to an end. What will I do? Praise the Lord. So we're going to pray. The spirit of war. Heaviness. The spirit of war. God is going to give somebody beauty for ashes. The oil of joy. The Bible says that the joy of the Lord is our word, is our strength. We are going to have it restored right now in the name of Jesus. Stand on your feet.
Hosanna, you are worthy of my praise. Oh, you are worthy of.
Put that scripture on the screen, please. Put the scripture.
Eze, Eze, you are worthy of my praise. Oh, 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 oh. You are worthy of. Come on, sing. Eze, you are worthy, Lord.
You are worthy of my praise.
today that, oh God, give me beauty for my ashes. That which want to bring shame to you, give me beauty. Ashes makes you look. Maybe your workplace, there is ashes there. Maybe in your marriage, in your finances, it looks like there are ashes. You want to pray that what should bring me disgrace, let me experience beauty. Lift up your hands. Say, my Father, my Father.
My Father, my Father.
My Father, my Father.
My Father, my Father.
Lion of the tribe of Judah, as I pray today, give me beauty in my family, give me beauty in my finances. Come on, begin to pray like you believe God. Here come out of my house. In the name of Jesus, my God, my Father, I pray today, any part of my life undergoing shame, as I pray today, let there be divine opening in the name of Jesus, in the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, in the power of the Holy Ghost, I pray today, any part of my life and country shame, as I pray now, The spirit of heaviness, the spirit of God of shame, be broken in the name of Jesus. Every ashes over my life, my children's life, my God, give them beauty, give them beauty, give them beauty, give them beauty, my children. In the name of Jesus, this ashes of God, let it be ashes for beauty. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, the spirit of Marco Dalabadosa, every ashes in my life, in the name of Jesus. Listen, 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 look at me. Those of you don't listen, listen. Those of you who are not praying, I'm wondering what you will do. If you call yourself a Christian, you have to know how to pray. It's not automated, but you must learn how to pray. That's the right thing. Listen, ashes is what brings about shame. If in Israel, when somebody put on ashes, it means that it's bringing me shame. I don't know, maybe your life is okay. But there are certain parts of your life that it look like, God, if you don't appear here, they will ask me, where is my God? Hallelujah. So I want you to pray. We lift you high. Father, lift up your right hand. Say, my Father, my Father. Any part of my life that has accepted ashes, as I pray tonight, give me beauty there right now. Begin to pray, begin to pray, begin to pray. Rick up another, make 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 up
In the name of Jesus. Place my ashes, O God, Father, with your beauty in the name of Jesus.
He said, my house shall be called a house of what? Prayer. You have to learn how to pray. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I don't know whether there is somebody here. It is not Mensa. It is not Mensa. It's a spelling that is a bit funny. There is somebody at your workplace. Somebody is trying to sabotage you. Today, that person is going to be relocated in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Whoever want to put shame, ashes on you, today it is broken in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You want to pray that the joy of the Lord, the oil of the joy, that eradicate mourning. My God, my Father, let it come to my household. Lift up your hands. Say, my Father, my Father.
My Father, my Father.
The oil of joy.
The oil of joy.
For every pain in my life.
For every
tears in my life. Come on, begin to pray like you believe God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name. Look at me. I want you to look at me straight. Look at me. I want to prophesy to you. You know, at your workplace, they are going to select you. Okay? I'm talking to you. At your workplace, they're going to select you. Amen. There is a selection going to happen, but I see the Lord giving you favor. You're going to be selected.
Amen.
If it happens, let me know. Because God is giving you favor. There is a door opening for you at your workplace.
Amen.
There is a door you have been selected right now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
It will manifest speedily.
Yes.
In Psalm 42 verse 3, David said, my tears have been my food day and night, while they say to me all day long, where is my God? I pray today that your tears are being wiped off. In the name of Jesus. Your tears will no more become your daily meal.
Amen.
But God is giving you joy.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
I say God is giving you joy in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You are receiving strength to do supernatural work.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let me have the Isaiah 61 verse 3. Thank you, Holy Ghost. You want to pray? Thank you, Holy Ghost. Any garment, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, is a garment. Anybody, if that garment is on you, nothing you do will be nice. Hallelujah. Listen, God took that garment off me. There was a guy in my few years ago in one of my school. When he comes to my class, he was giving me bad report. He said nothing good was coming out of me. But one time we had inspection from the council, and there was a man who came to take away the heaviness. He said, this man is a good teacher. When that one who had been given a bad report came in and was told about what was said, he also started saying something positive about me. How can this be? You want to pray today. Father, change my garment.
Amen.
Give me the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Let every part of my life undergoing through the surgery of heaviness. As I pray today, oh God, let the spirit of heaviness be taken off.
Yes.
Begin to pray like you believe, God. My Father, my Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, let heaviness be broken. Lift it up, whatever shape, move away. In the name of Jesus. 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 In the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. 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 Be broken today. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, come the Holy Ghost. Let that heaviness be broken. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The garment that makes you go through difficulty is broken. The garment, the spirit of heaviness is being lifted today.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You will not see anything changing, but the spirit has been lifted up.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I want us to pray for our children. Let them come, all of them. Bring all our children here. We'll pray for them. Then we'll sing one song. Then we go. You don't know what goes on in the life of these children. The spirit of heaviness, we want to break it.
Yes.
Thank you, Holy Ghost. I want you to stretch forth your hand. We want to pray for our children. You want to pray that, Father, take them out of shame.
Yes.
Take them out of pain.
Amen.
Take them out of every heaviness.
Yes,
what makes them feel like they are not useful? What makes them feel like they are not good? What somebody have said that have placed a mark, a burden on them, that makes them feel nothing, useless. We want to pray today that, Father, exempt this one from every devourer. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray for them. 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 Cover them in the name of Jesus. 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 Protect them. Protect them. Protect them. In the name of Jesus. Protect them. Protect them. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Protect them. In the name of Jesus. Protect them. In the name of Jesus. Protect them. Protect them, O God. In the name of Jesus. Protect them in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, our children will be joyous.
Amen.
Father, we pray today in the name of Jesus that no weapon that fashioned against this one will succeed.
Amen.
Every eye, every hand, every mouth that want to regulate and determine what will happen to our children, today we sabotage it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, bless our children with wisdom.
Amen.
Father, give them power.
Amen.
Give them understanding in the name of
Amen.
Jesus. Let there be a manifestation in the name of
Amen.
Jesus. Let them be exempted from the snare of the fowler.
Amen.
God, I pray today that your hand will be upon them.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Children, you are blessed.
Amen.
Amen.
Whatever makes you lose hope in yourself and look down upon you yourself, today it is broken.
Amen.
Nobody is better than you.
Amen.
You have been created in the image of God.
Amen.
You are very important.
Amen.
Anybody who told you are useless, the person got it wrong.
Amen.
The person got it wrong.
Yes.
If you are struggling with anything in school, know that you are able.
Yes.
Amen.
When you study, you will know.
Amen.
If somebody is doing better than you, it means the person is studying more than you. When you commit yourself to studies, you will excel.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Amen. Put our hands together for the children. Amen. Let them go to the back. Amen. Come on, come on, come on, come on.
And it's over, don't you for me.
We want to tell the devil we get back in. Hallelujah.
and it's over Roku Kambi. Because
I get back in love. When you leave, you know that God is with you. In the name of Jesus, I will come and deliver them. I decree and I declare, you are living here as a champion. You are living here victorious. No weapon that fashioned against you shall prosper in the name of Jesus. Everywhere you have encountered shame, God is giving you beauty in the name of Jesus. Everywhere the spirit of heaviness have domesticated you and entangled you, I decree and I declare, God is giving you the garment of praise in the mighty name of Jesus. As you leave this place, you will encounter a testimony. You will encounter a testimony. If you believe it with me, shout a bigger amen. I walk with God the Father.
I walk with God the Son. I walk with God the Spirit. Three of them.
But it is my prayer that this joyous moment of this fasting, God will satisfy our mouth with laughter.
Amen.
Father, we thank you.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Shall we share the grace?